This is the Digital Nomad Quest podcast with Sharon Sung, teaching people how to build passive income, become financially free, and design their best lives. So I've been playing with ChatGPT more and more, and it's so cool to see the capabilities. I realize there are tons of ways to use this to make money, and you can even use this to learn personal finance basics, though I would use it as a reference point and do your own due diligence as well. And that's why I wanted to make this episode on 10 ways to use ChatGPT to make you money. All right, some of you guys might be wondering, what the heck is ChatGPT even? Well, ChatGPT is an AI chatbot that lets you basically have human-like conversations with it. And the crazy thing is you can have it do different tasks like coming up with a grocery shopping list or even write a customized resume and cover letter. According to this article, it mentions ChatGPT has taken the world by storm, setting a record for the fastest user growth in January when it reached 100 million active users 2 months after launch. And another crazy stat is it took TikTok about 9 months after its global launch to reach 100 million users, and Instagram 2 to 2.5 years, according to data from Sensor Tower. So that's really amazing to see the growth, and I think there are a lot of AI tools coming out that got inspiration from ChatGPT. Now with ChatGPT, they offer a free plan, but also ChatGPT Plus for $20 a month. I would say you could just stick with the free plan, and if you want to try it out yourself, you go to openai.com, you scroll down and click on try ChatGPT, and then sign up with your email. And I've been obsessed with it because I've even been using it to help me get inspiration for songwriting. So when I'm stuck on writing a song, I actually get ideas from it, which is pretty crazy. It's kind of like having another person in the room bouncing ideas back and forth with, so it's actually very helpful. Now let's get into the 10 ways to use ChatGPT to make you money. So first off, what you can do is create lead magnets. And you guys might be wondering, what is a lead magnet? So a lot of content creators and entrepreneurs will create a free offering where you can sign up for it, put in your email, and get value from the free offering. And then the entrepreneur can grow their email list through this and also possibly sell your product or something like that to give you even more value. So you can create these lead magnets pretty easily with ChatGPT. I would say that you can use it for your own business to make you money that way, or you can even put up a gig where you help other entrepreneurs with their lead magnets. You can even start a business around this, a marketing agency. So it works both ways for your own business, or you can provide a service for other people using this. So some examples, you can create a free ebook that provides valuable information on whatever niche you're talking about. I could write up something like ways to invest in real estate with zero to low capital. I was just like, tell me ways to do this. So it starts writing a bunch of different things, right? It talks about house hacking. It talks about wholesaling, real estate crowdfunding, lease option. It also has Airbnb hosting, real estate investment trust, seller financing. So they have a list of 7 different things. And you can use this to generate your free ebook, right? You add some more information on house hacking. For example, you could even do this, right? You can even say, what is house hacking? And dive into it even more. They will go into the basics of it. You can ask even more questions about it, and you can just write an entire ebook just by doing this. This can be added onto point number one. And then number two, you can ask ChatGPT to expand on wholesaling or crowdfunding and just make an entire book on that. With any of these writing things, I would definitely vet through and make sure there's no plagiarism. Make sure that you put your own spin on it because you want to make sure it is your own. You don't want to just copy every single thing from ChatGPT. But I would say that this is a great way to start creating lead magnets. You can open up Canva and make it pretty and then just make it into something as packaged, and you can put it on your own website or send it to your clients. Now, aside from that, you can create a free webinar that provides value, so you can use it to generate the script for the webinar. Even these points that I mentioned for that ebook, you could even use this for a script for a YouTube video, right? This could possibly be a great one for me to start bulleting out and start making this into a YouTube video for you guys. So it's so cool to kind of see the capabilities of ChatGPT. Now, aside from an ebook or webinar, you can even do a checklist, right? You can create a checklist of steps needed to achieve a certain goal. So maybe a checklist of what you need to consider to buy your first rental property or do this specific side hustle. You can also create a free quiz. So you can use ChatGPT to make the questions and answers for the specific quiz. So there's so many different lead magnets that ChatGPT can actually help you create. Now, number two, you can actually use ChatGPT to write Excel formulas and put up the service on Fiverr. On ChatGPT, you can ask it to spit out the different Excel formulas that are helpful to you, right? So for example, you can have an Excel formula split the first and last names of a cell. So as an example, I'm gonna do this here. Write me an Excel formula that splits the first and last name of a cell. So it basically teaches you how to do this. You can put this into your Excel spreadsheet and it helps you extract the specific thing that you want. Another thing is maybe someone has a long mailing address and it needs to be broken into street, city, state, and zip code. This is something that could potentially help you with this task. If you go on Fiverr and look up like Excel formulas, you can see that there are a lot of services where people are helping others do Excel tasks. So you could put up a gig on Fiverr and basically say, I will help you with your Excel task. And when they send you the task, you can basically use ChatGPT to help you do that task. It'll teach you what to do. So this is a potential other way for you to make money. Number three is Amazon affiliate marketing. So if you guys don't know what affiliate marketing is, you basically recommend products and you get custom referral links to those products. And whenever people purchase through your link, you get a commission. So the owner gets a sale on the product, you get a commission for helping promote the product, and the person who buys gets value from the product. So it's a win-win situation. Now, if you guys are curious on how to do affiliate marketing, I do have a tutorial video on my channel, so you guys should definitely check it out. So basically, you should sign up for Amazon Associates. It's a program that allows you to promote Amazon products. Very easy to sign up and start. It's a great beginner program. And then you can use ChatGPT to start asking it for general articles that you can create about those products. So first off, you can ask them something like, what are the best TVs on Amazon? So let me go ahead and do that. And it's going to spit out different highly rated TV brands and talk about certain models. But I would also say that this data is limited to 2021 as of this date. So they basically said that ChatGPT is limited to that data. It doesn't have the updated 2022 and 2023 stuff. So you should definitely do your research. But here you get ideas of the different brands you should start checking out. And then you can go into it further. So maybe I say, like, tell me about the Samsung QN90A QLED TV. And then ChatGPT is going to go and tell you about different features about it. And this could basically be a blog post. You can have blog posts on these different TVs and then input the Amazon link for these TVs. And basically you have a long blog post reviewing these different TVs and talking about the different specs of it, right? This is all accurate stuff. It talks about the different processors, the different features and things like that. So in this way, you can totally use this to help you create blog posts or YouTube videos around certain products. And anytime people purchase from your links, you can make money, especially with these higher priced products. Like if you talk about electronics and things like that, you can potentially make a lot more money because the commission on like a $1,000 product, it'll be a good amount of money. Granted, Amazon only gives you a small cut. Usually it's around 4%. 4% of $1,000 is still $40, which is really good. Because if you can sell a lot of these TVs, have your blog post or YouTube video ranking really high, you can potentially make a lot of money through volume. Now you can sort of copy the response from ChatGPT, but I would definitely, again, make sure to spend time checking for plagiarism, making sure the punctuation, spelling, accuracy of the information is all there. So again, I'm not saying you should copy all the stuff. You should definitely take time to go through it as well. And then once you're confident, you can start making money through your content. And if you want to be super hands-off, you can hire people to help you post, or you can hire people to make faceless videos for you with YouTube, but read your script. So then you can basically automate a YouTube channel and start making money that way. All right, number four is to translate writing from English to another language. And this is especially powerful if you've already had a blog and you're like, you know what, let's transcribe this and make this into a whole nother blog in another language. So as an example, I'm going to copy and paste what I had up here above and say, translate this writing into Spanish. Now it's going to translate everything you said into another language. Now imagine creating these affiliate marketing blogs and then having ChatGPT run it all through and create a whole nother blog that's all translated with this program. That just makes it so that you can potentially tap into a whole nother audience and start making money that way, which is crazy to think about. You could also even potentially go on Fiverr and create a gig and say, I will translate your writing. Maybe people won't know about ChatGPT and will request you to do this. And here you can just basically input it in and have them translate whatever you put in, which is insane. I personally would more so use this for repurposing your blog posts or even YouTube videos and create a whole nother channel in a different language, because you can get someone to kind of check over everything. Whereas if you try try to do that Fiverr gig and you don't actually know the language, there might be some errors with the writing and you wouldn't even know it if you don't know the language, if that makes sense. So if you're going to do the Fiverr thing, I would probably do it where, you know, for example, if I'm good at Chinese, I would translate it into Chinese and then check through the writing before I send it over. Next up, number 5, you can be a social media manager and use ChatGPT to help you so much with that. So with ChatGPT, you can ask them to build you a content calendar. So let's try to do this. So let's say, build me a content calendar for a real estate investing Instagram. So this is amazing, right? So it says Monday, you can share a motivational quote. Tuesday, you can post a photo of a property that you recently purchased. And it's just going down the list of like week one, week two, what's going to look like. And wow, this is actually really amazing how much information they're spitting out. But basically, you can use this for your own self, but also for clients. Again, you could be a social media manager to help other clients build their content calendars. I'm actually very impressed with how much content is coming out of this right now. Or you can even have it create your content strategy, right? Let's say, help me build a content strategy for a travel Instagram. Give me the content pillars to focus on. So you can basically share this with your client and be like, here are the different pillars we're going to focus on with your account. This might be a lot, like 8 different ones. You could potentially just focus on like 4 out of the 8 and like go into a whole strategy around that. But I would say that this is a great start to help you get ideas and to build this for your client. And not only the content calendar and the content strategy, but also how to craft posts, right? You can say something like, give me an idea of a personal finance tweet to post today. So here is a quick tweet that it gave an idea around. Maybe we can do an Instagram post. But give me an idea for a post for a relationship Instagram account. I guess they're just mainly doing captions, but you could potentially just go further and be like, give me an idea of a picture to post for a relationship Instagram account. So it really even gives you like ideas on what picture to post. You could just ask ChatGPT and go really specific with it so that you can come up with a bunch of different post ideas for your client. And that way you can simplify a lot of the work and manage multiple clients and get paid monthly. With social media management, you can definitely make $1,000 to $3,000 per month, possibly per client. And if you can take on multiple clients, you can make a lot of money. And let's talk about number 6, writing up paid ads. So this social media stuff kind of leads me into the paid ads ideas. We've actually been starting to run ads for our webinar. I could just use this to help me get copy ideas for an ad. So for a paid ad, maybe you could be like, give me 5 ideas for headlines for a paid ad asking people to join a free real estate investing webinar about buying your first property. So this is one way to get a lot of ad copy ideas. You get ChatGPT to write you 5 headline ideas. You can even use this to craft a story to post on your paid ad. Write me an example story around real estate investing that I can put in a paid ad. So here ChatGPT created a story scenario that might make sense to talk about and give you ideas for your own paid ad. So you can basically use these different tactics to get ideas for your paid ads for your clients or for your own business. So you can start running paid ads to make money on your products, or you can use this to be a copywriter for someone else's ads and just spit out a bunch of different ad ideas for clients. Number 7, you can use this to write newsletters for businesses. So as an example, we actually do send emails through ConvertKit. Basically, like, it's great to communicate with your community and talk to them through email. So you can use ChatGPT to write out things like subject lines and even possibly the whole newsletter content. So as an example, earlier I requested it to give me headline ideas. So I can ask it to give me email newsletter subject lines around saving money. So it ends up giving me 5 different email newsletter subject lines. And this can actually give a lot of ideas on what the email should be about. Like, maybe I need some topic ideas, and this is going to give me the different headlines for me to write about. Aside from that, you can be like, write me an email about this, right? Number 4, money saving tips that you need to know. And it's just going to spit out a whole email idea for you. I would definitely go in and edit this to be your own language, because I think the best performing emails are more personal. You can write about your own journey, put in some emojis here and there, but this is a great way to get started. Newsletters, again, are great for your business. You need a lot of these components to help you with the marketing piece of your business. So that in turn will help you generate sales. Again, you can be a marketer for other clients and write newsletters for other people as well. And according to ZipRecruiter, as of February 27, 2023, the average hourly pay for a work from home newsletter writer in the United States is $28.32 an hour. So you could do this 5 times a week or 8 hours a day, and you can make like $4,000 to $5,000 for just one client doing this. The more clients you take on, the more writing you do for them, the more money you can potentially make. Number 8, you can tutor students online. On here, it says you can earn up to $5,000 a month by selling study documents. And you can basically answer homework questions. So the questions may be about like calculus or law or religion or language. There's a lot of different topics, but maybe you don't know any of these things. You could even use ChatGPT to help you. So you create an account, become a tutor at StudyPool. And then when you're accepted onto StudyPool, you can start answering questions, and you can basically paste the question to ChatGPT and let it generate the answers for you. And then you go ahead and check for, you know, the accuracy of the information, punctuation, grammar, all those different things again, and then go to StudyPool and submit your answer. So you can use this and start making money on StudyPool. Number 9, you can write your own book. So I did talk about ebooks, but you could potentially write like a standard 200 page book with the ideas from ChatGPT. First, you can have it write an outline for you, right? So as an example, write me an outline for a 200 page book about personal finance. Now it has a breakdown of the entire outline that could make sense for you, which is really amazing. This is actually pretty good. This is huge, right? That just saves a lot of time. You use this, think about how many chapters you want, the target customer that you have. And once you have this, you can break it down again and ask it to write about these specific things. So maybe I'm like, write me a chapter on mutual funds and ETFs for my book, right? Now, again, I do not recommend just copying and pasting this and putting it under your name. I would definitely use this more for ideas, because you definitely want to review the accuracy of the information and everything like that. But this is definitely a way to get started on writing a book. It actually writes a lot. So the max I believe that it can spit out is 500 words, which is still a lot, right? You could potentially have it continuously build out this book for you by just continuously asking it questions, which is insane. But if you want something less complicated, you just have it write a kid's book, for example. So write me a children's book on how to get good with money. A fun guide for kids. And then it can just basically have scenarios like Johnny is this young boy who loves to do this and always spends money. The parents teach them the value of the money or whatever, and you have drawings and the writing there. And this is a great way to just get all the text, to be honest, and even hire someone else to draw the pictures for you for the book. So once you have everything ready for your book, like everything written, you might be wondering, where do I publish it and things like that. So on kdp.amazon.com, you can actually create an ebook as well as a paperback book, which is really amazing. So you just need to format the writing correctly, and you can hire someone on Fiverr to format for you as well as create your book cover for you, or you can create the cover on Canva and design everything there, even with the writing. So it can all be free. You can put it up there and you can start actually making money selling books. Now let's talk about the last tip. It is to create an online course. So if you have expertise in something, you can have ChatGPT help you create an outline, give you ideas on what the course is about. So as an example, I can put write me an outline for an online course teaching how to build a YouTube channel. And then it goes in and talks about the different modules you should have. And then once you have this outline, you can flesh it out, because if you have expertise in that, you can start creating the videos on each of these topics. And I would definitely even just ask ChatGPT to give their insights on whatever topics that they're talking about here. So for example, tell me more about this for me to build my online course or something. And then it goes in and talks about what you can say about analyzing your analytics. tasks. So it even gives you an outline on what the lesson can look like. So this is a really great way to start building, and it's actually really cool because I've built online courses before and it takes me forever. So I usually take at least a year to build out each of my courses because I want to make sure it's perfect. And I also spend a lot of time like figuring out what topics to talk about, creating the outline, but this saves so much time and gives you so many ideas on how you can do it. So I definitely use this to help you with your curriculum. And once you start building out your content, you can actually go on Teachable and start uploading there to sell your course. Highly recommend Teachable. It's great to productize knowledge because it easily allows you to upload text, video, pictures, everything like that, and organize it into a specific curriculum with modules. And it also has components of like affiliate programs, coupon codes, just makes everything a lot easier. And then I wanted to add another bonus tip. You can actually use ChatGPT to help give you ETF and index fund recommendations. So as a note, ChatGPT isn't used to help you make big financial decisions like investing. So you should definitely kind of consult with a financial advisor or just do your further research and due diligence before you make any investing decisions. This is all just for entertainment purposes only. But let's just go into ChatGPT and ask, what are your ETF and index fund recommendations? So it always kind of starts off saying, I don't do this, but here are some highly regarded ones. So here it gives you a few different options and then you can go in and ask them, right? So for example, VTI is a great one. SPY is a great one as well. You can just go in here and ask, tell me more about this and why it's a highly regarded ETF, for example. Now, if you guys don't know already, ETFs are basically a basket of stocks. So instead of buying just one stock, you can get a bunch of different ones by just buying an ETF. As an example, SPY basically tracks the S&P 500 index, which basically comprises of 500 large cap stocks. So that way you're more diversified. Instead of just buying one stock, you have presence in 500 different ones. Now here, it basically gives you a lot more information about SPY, and you can keep asking for more information to kind of decide if it's the right thing for you. I would also go ahead and check other articles though, not just ChatGPT, again, because they are not financial advisors and things like that. But these are ways to help you make money, build your wealth, right? You get better at personal finance. You can ask questions about how to save, how to invest, how to build an emergency fund, for example, and then also get information about ETFs and index funds and all these different things so that you can start growing your wealth and learning a lot more.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps our podcast grow. And thanks again. I'll see you guys in the next one.